With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to The Run Home. It's a Monday, and it's a busy Monday as we take the baton from the great James Francis Critchley Smith the First. I asked him, I said, how's the board, Jimmy? Is it busy? And it is absolutely chockers. So you want to have your say, and we want you to have your say. 1300 01 1170 is the way to do that, or text 0457 736 736 is the way to do it. Now, these two guys I'm working with today, ladies and gentlemen, silent assassins. Just last week, the tourist told no one. Lucky I'm an investigative journalist, and I found out that he was turning 30. The tourist, firstly, I say hello to you.
Good afternoon, Joel. Good afternoon, Missile.
You tried to keep it quiet, and I let the feline out of the bag.
Yes, you did. Yeah, yes. I kept it quiet for as long as I possibly could.
Yep. So what did I do?
What did you do?
I think I posted it on social media.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, sugar. Yeah, I forgot about
that. How was your night of romance?
There was very little romancing. Don't worry.
Why?
Well, you know, you get 30, you get old. Yeah.
It's your birthday. Haven't you heard that song by Jeremiah?
What song would that be, Missal?
I think it's something like Birthday Sex. Da-na-na.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Oh, yeah. No. I must listen to different music than you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I tell you what I did, and I think it's good advice because I've learnt the hard way through my daughters. So I've got the two girls and the two boys. Boys can give a rat's, but the two daughters do. If you post a photo for a birthday or something.
Oh, yeah.
And they go, why'd you post that, Dad? So now I make a rule. If I'm posting about someone's birthday, insert tourist.
Yes.
I go to their feed for something they've posted. So they've clearly vetted the picture and they're okay with it. So that's my little hack for that.
We had an argument in our house the other day.
Yeah.
Rose and I went to a wedding, a black tie wedding.
Yeah.
And whenever we go places, Rose wants lots of photos. And I have to stand on a specific side because...
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, she's posted this photo of her and I, and she sabotaged me.
What do you mean?
It's a really bad photo of me.
Oh, no, they'll take one. No, but if they're going okay,
yeah,
play on.
Yeah,
set
yeah.
Restart.
So I said, well, you sabotaged me in that photo. She goes, no, I think you look great in that photo. I said, I look terrible in that photo. And then one of my mates was there. I said, I reckon this is a concerted effort.
Yeah.
And they're like, why? And I was like, I reckon she's trying to make me look bad.
I'll drag you down.
Drag me down.
Profile's getting too big. Too much noise. Threats out there.
Mm.
Maybe.
Mm.
I need to ask
she
you.
She was furious about it.
I need to ask. You know what I'm furious about?
Yeah.
I need to ask you, the defendant.
Mm.
Where were you on the afternoon at about 3 o'clock on the 11th of April?
I was here.
Yeah, you were here, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another silent assassin.
Yeah. So what happens on the 11th of April?
That would be my birthday.
And you said nothing.
Yeah. Well, I did not order
the code birthday.
You know what? I was thinking Brooksy, because they do birthdays on this day or whatever. I was like, oh, Brooksy would tip him in.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Nothing.
So I got by quietly.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I do the same too. If I can do the same, I love that.
I've stopped. They lose importance, don't they?
I just don't like the 30th. Fuss. I don't like the fuss. Some people want a whole festival about them, don't they?
We did 4 parties for my girlfriend's 30th in consecutive weekends.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
Jesus.
I know. Yeah,
4 parties. 2 surprise.
Oh, no.
I had to go 2 surprise parties, yes.
No.
One for the school friends from Melbourne.
Hello, Sammy.
So surprise party for all the people coming up from Melbourne. So I had to get her to...
Did you organise it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I had to get her to a hotel room in the city without her thinking it was a proposal. Mission failed, to be honest. I was like, oh, we got to go. Like, I packed a secret overnight bag for her.
Yeah.
But got her to her room and I said, oh, we're just going out for your birthday. Somewhere kind of, you know, it's Chinatown end of the city. She's like, why would you take me that end of the city? I said, oh, just go with it. Anyway, drive there, park in the street. And she's like, what restaurant? I was like, I can't say yet. What restaurant? I can't say yet. I walk her into the hotel lobby. She's like, what are you doing? And I just knew she was thinking.
Yeah.
I said, just please go with it.
Oh, so
I go to reception.
She's an Oscar de la Hoya though, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's a lawyer.
So I go to the reception and say, James, and they go, wink at me and give me a room key. And she's just looking at me like, here it comes. I'm going, this is bad. Took her up to the hotel room. All her friends from Melbourne jump out, surprise
her. In the room. Okay, yeah.
But surprisingly, the friend of hers from Melbourne, who I organised a party for, said, is it all right if you leave after you bring Rose? Because kind of want it to be a girls' night.
Oh,
I was like,
what?
Sweet. All right. So I dropped her off. I was like, well, that's I'm leaving.
Oh.
So I did that one. Then I did another one. Another surprise party.
One of the girls had arranged that, right?
One of the girls in conjunction with me.
That first one?
The first one.
And then the second one?
The second one, all her Sydney friends. So one of her friends in Sydney who's married to one of my mates said, let's do another surprise party for her in Sydney. Well, she didn't know about the original one. Let's do a surprise
party. She's had four Jane Azzar parties.
Four proper parties.
Fair dinkum.
Four proper parties. I'm talking like after her Sydney party, I'm kicking people out at sunrise saying like, get out of my house. It's over. That one, I had to get her to this restaurant in Piedmont, this really fancy restaurant. Again, I said, oh, dinner for the two of us. She said, where are you taking me? I said, oh, this restaurant. She's like, whew, okay. Ooh. And she goes, what should I wear? I said, oh, dress nice. Because I knew there was going to be lots of photos. So I said, dress nice. Of course, again, she's just thinking.
So she's cotton on for a second one.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's thinking both times, I'm going to do the drop knee.
Yeah.
And I didn't either.
Oh, okay.
She's thinking both times, I'm proposing.
So just Rose is an Oscar De La Hoya, a lawyer, so she wouldn't be listening right now.
Mm.
What's the unders and overs on the drop knee? Is there an unders and overs
on
it?
Oh, the pressure gauge is very high, particularly all these incidents.
12 months, would you want to be on the unders or the overs?
That'd be pretty evens, I'd say.
Oh,
evens.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Mark down this date on your birthday.
Yeah,
okay.
But I had another incident recently.
Mm.
So I'm in the car talking to one of my mates. Mike, you met him down at the live show.
Yeah,
he's got tattoos
and
stuff. Bit of a wild man.
Yeah.
Talking in the car, we're just talking pure UFC. UFC. Middle of the day, I hop in the car to drive to the gym. Rose is working from home this day. She hops in the car with me. He goes, oh, yeah, and, all right. And he's about to sign off as I get in the car. Yep, sweet. And then he just goes on Bluetooth speakers.
Oh.
So have you got Rose a ring yet?
Mate.
And she just looks at me.
He said it was on me. Protest tourists, protest please. Protest.
Hold all tickets, protest.
Okay, right.
Yeah, what are the rules?
No. The rules are this, right? We've all been in that same Morris Yemma, that same dilemma, that same situation. And you've ran the gauntlet.
Mm.
Rose snuck into the car and you've probably given it a shush as if I'm on the phone, you know, sort of
thing.
Yeah. Right? So you've probably done that.
Yes.
And then you've sat down and you've ran the gauntlet because you're thinking this conversation's about to wrap up and then he's gone bang. But, mate, it is rule number one. You've got to say, hey, mate, you're on speaker.
That's what he said to me.
He said,
that's completely on you.
Yeah.
On you. Yeah.
But I've never spoken to him about that subject, so I wouldn't think that could ever come up.
Irrelevant.
But the other thing I thought, if I say, hey, just so you know, Rose is in the car, does it sound like I'm then guilty by admission? Like, it sounds like I'm talking about something sus on the phone.
Not if you did that all the time. That means that you're now saying to the masses who are listening to this program on a Monday afternoon that you constantly run the gauntlet. Because Rose would be shocked by that.
Rose and I live different, very, very different schedules. She's never in the car with me, really.
Well, you've got to bring her into the conversation. If she's in the car, she is now in a three-way conversation with you.
What about UFC?
Irrelevant what the topic is.
Inspector Clouseau,
ask her thoughts on McGregor.
What about, hey, mate, I'm just about to pick Rose up. How would that go down? You ran the gauntlet. You've done it too many times.
Yeah.
Complacency.
It is.
Familiarity breeds what?
Well, complacency.
Contempt.
Yeah, he said straight away, he wiped his hands of it straight away and said, not my fault, that's completely on you. And I said, well, you've got to take some responsibility because I've never spoken to you about rings and you've just blurted it. And he goes, well, I'm ADHD, I just think of stuff and I say it. So he's just been thinking, and he's just blurted it. Mate. Verbal diarrhea.
Yeah, no, it's
no
on
context.
You.
No context.
It's on you, mate. It's on you. Speaking of which, I just want a thumbs up or a thumbs down. This time last week, it was date night, Monday night. It was 8 o'clock date night. Brasco Dom's heart rate was elevating. Just thinking about date night, it went from 70 beats a minute up to 90 beats a minute. And by the time he told us about it, it was 120 beats a minute. Dom, I just need to know this. A week's a long time in rugby league. A week's a long time in life. Thumbs up for the share prices increased. Thumbs down for sell. Oh! Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
The double thumbs.
Mm. Wow.
It's good for
look,
you, Dom.
Have a look at him. He's smiling like a Cheshire cat, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. Isn't he a tourist?
Happy man. Looks a very, very happy man.
We also have coming up this week, Joel, the Run Home Cup. The Tigers take on the Bulldogs this week.
Yeah.
Bulldogs in the top eight.
Yep.
A lot of happy fans out there. A lot of happy fans. It may be the first time that a team has jumped. I think we've jumped about four spots on the ladder with a bye.
Yep.
Not bad.
No, that's all right.
Just a case of every team in the NRL is capitulating around us?
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs are just rising through doing nothing.
That's right. You can be the biggest building in the world by growing yourself or dragging others down. And they're dragging and falling down around you. Missile, Alan sends through a text, and there's a stack of texts which we'll get to very shortly. He says, Alan says, Missile, any chance we get the Mad Missiles multi and what happened last week?
Yes. So last week, you and I spoke and you said, I think I've got a feeling about the Titans.
Yeah.
So that's the game I'm most confident about. Yep. My multi was five legs, finishing with the Panthers against the Cowboys. First leg, sweet. First leg, Warriors, gone.
Ta-da. Yeah.
Warriors.
Yeah.
Unlosable game.
Yep.
That was my mail anyway, that was the unlosable game. So the multi ends up, every other leg gets up.
Of course.
And the Warriors let me down. So I've gone again.
Okay.
I'm going again this week. Should we wait for Shawnee?
Yeah,
come on.
Shawnee's having a Marcus Byrne himself. He gets a 2 points.
It's up
today,
on the
Shawnee
feed. So if people want to jump on Sportsbet and look at my feed, they can get on early.
Missiles Mad Multi. Can you edit the description and capital letters?
Yeah.
Because Sean Loves and I write early play.
Yeah.
Missiles Mad Multi.
All right.
And I haven't checked it out yet, so listener, you'll know before me. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have you say, tourist.
We had a debut on Friday with the Missile.
Yep.
With Michelle. First time Michelle and Missile hosted the show on Friday.
What I needed to know, right, was this, what, were they running out like Isaiah Yeo and Cleary co-captains, or did somebody take the lead? Who was the El Capitano?
Missile, I feel, may have just taken the lead there. But it's kind of like a Harry Grant, Cameron Munster situation. You know, Harry Grant's there. He's doing the media. He's doing the press conferences.
Yeah.
But Michelle's the one taking all the flare kicks and all that nonsense. Yeah. She's the one coming in with the hot takes.
Yeah, it was really good, actually, because it was a topical point was the kickoffs. And she'd had a lot of feedback amongst parents and mothers that they were really worried about the kickoffs, the look of Moses Sully really bad. And I came from the athlete perspective of, you know, it's an aspect of the game that athletes love. I actually had, on Saturday morning, Mowers Club, we had Tim Menner, Joe Stimson, Christian Welsh, and Nathan Brown all on the same show.
Was Reid Marnie on the hosting with you?
A few. Wes Naguama's there.
Oh.
I think around. There's a lot going on at the Bulldogs in the last week.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, fair enough.
So Tim Menner came on co-host, and then he wanted to do Front Rowers Club. So I guess Stimson, Welsh, and Nathan Brown.
Yes.
And we spoke to all of them about the kickoff. I've never thought like a front rower before.
Yep.
It's that each one of them individually their favourite part of the game, with ball in hand.
Yes.
It's the one chance they get per game to pick where they want to run, to get easy meters for their super coach, and to have a say in basically the outcome of that set. They said otherwise you get, as front rowers, they got people shooting out of the line, cutting them, you know, within 5 metres of their run. They all individually love it with ball in hand.
Yep.
Which I thought... Tim Menner said he used to argue with the other front rower for whose turn it was to return the kickoff.
Yeah, but you start the game with 20 metres in your bank, in your tip slip.
I'd be arguing with the other guy. I want the non-dominant side. I don't want the kickoff.
Have I told you that?
But I've never been a front rower.
Have I told you the Leslie Vanicolo story?
No.
So we're playing Canberra, and this kid just blasts onto the scene. He's just flicking people off into different postcodes.
Yeah.
Leslie the Volcano Vanicolo, right?
He was great.
And we hadn't really thought too much ahead. And as it turns out, he's playing left wing and I'm playing right wing for this particular game. And I'm okay with it. Didn't worry me, you know.
Yeah.
Until I got out into the field and I've ran over to the other side and I said, hey, Lalo Milford was the other winger.
Yeah.
I said, oh, mate, Junior wants us to swap. He goes, why? I said, I don't know. He just wants me to play on the left for some reason. So Lalo goes over there. So I end up playing on the other wing. And mate, Leslie Vanicolo, I'm on the other side and he's just trampling over Milford, but I dodged a bullet.
Well, would you not have, so you probably know, being around front rowers, they want the action.
They say that.
I couldn't think of a scarier thing in life than returning a kickoff in State of Origin.
It's what you know. That's what you do. You know what's more scary to me?
Yeah.
Is how many Ks are you swimming a day?
Yeah, a lot.
I'd rather take the hit up. Just
really?
Of course. Yeah, of course. Okay. It's what you know. By the way, just on the 12 months ago, I reckon at least, we said on this program, and it's not we're not going to talk about this or wax lyrically about this topic because it gets bloody boring. But I did say on this program 12 months ago or more that the kickoff will become archaic. Right? It'll be
you
gone.
Did. Yeah, you did.
And then people are going, oh, stop tampering with the rules. Oh, leave the games going soft. Or what are we going to play? Oh, touch football or Oztag.
Yeah.
And I promised you it's going to come out of the game. Now, I don't know what's kicked it off. Nothing's changed in 12 months ago, but now all of a sudden everyone wants kickoff gone. I believe I have got the solution that you could start next week. You could start next week. And
there's your teaser.
You keep an element of the longer form kickoff, but it's about the incentive of the short one.
Okay.
So that's coming up right now. 1300 01 1170. I promise you, past 3:30, we will not talk kickoffs. Okay? 1300 01 1170. It's the run home with Joel and the missile. Stack of calls, stack of callers and texts coming through, and we love that. We're going to get to those very, very shortly. The run home with Joel and the missile, thanks to the Hyundai Staria load van. Drive away in a Hyundai Staria load from 49,490. T's and C's apply. Heaps of texts, but I've chosen this one, Daniel. Daniel says, if you get rid of the long kickoff, you may as well get rid of the long kick on tackle five. Back in the day, Carmichael Hunt used to return the ball like a front rower would. How do you eliminate that collision? Well, the thing is, Daniel, is in my opinion, the kickoff is very different. A, you're generally well-rested. B, it's a set line where they're charging up together and you don't have that same fatigue. So I would say that the kickoff is far more risky than a general play kick, missile. What do you think?
So the one I like is the XFL one, which Mark just put on the board. How this would potentially work in rugby league is the kickoff is still done from halfway.
Yep.
But the defensive team or the team who are kicking the ball, their players are up potentially 20 or 30 meter line, standing in a line on that 20 meter line. Say 30 meter line, for example.
Yep.
They can't start moving forward until the team receiving the kick catches the ball and passes it. So then that takes your run up from, you know, 50, 60 metres and reduces it by 20 metres, hopefully reducing that impact of collision.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I don't hate that. And we know there's going to be change. And as I said it 12 months ago and people are going, stop tampering with the rules, you know, blah, 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 blah. But the game's very different than what it was in the 50s,
60s. How are you
60s.
Going to incentivise a short kickoff?
Okay, so for me, and I've given this a lot of thought actually, is it's very important to make a swift change. Mm. So we saw what happened with Moses Suli the other day. What I'm proposing could happen this week, right? It could happen this week.
Yep.
We already have the 7-tackle, 20-metre restart for balls caught in the full.
Yep.
Most kickoffs, the really good kickoffs, are caught in goal, rushed down, and they take them 10 metres out.
Mm-hmm.
If you brought the rule in and simply said, guys, we're making one minor alteration, the kickoff will be treated like every other kick. If you catch it on the full in goal, and that even if you put your foot back and catch it, 7-tackle set, 20-metre restart to kick it off, right? Coaches hate that. They hate when they concede those because about 35 to 40% of 7-tackle, 20-metre restarts end in a repeat set or try at the other end. So they hate that. Okay, so then what happens? Now they've got to just chip it short. So now you've got your kickers practicing to kick it 5 metres short of the goal line. Mm. So now, instead of getting the ball on the average around the 10-metre line after you've caught it in goal, get back to the 10, now because you're catching it 3, 4, 5, 7 out, you're now getting back closer to the 20. So then what are we gambling? So instead of going short, they're trying to incentivise a short kickoff. You can go short currently versus getting it 35 out or having them 10 out. This now makes the gamble 35 out versus maybe 18 or 20 out. Mm. So now they start to go, ooh, okay, maybe we do need to start playing. So you're not going to get rid of all of them, but you're doing two things. There'll be far more short kickoffs. Three things. We keep the long kickoff in the game, right? Yep. And for those longer kickoffs that you nail 2 metres short of the goal line or whatever the case may be, the impact is not the same severity that we have at the moment. Thoughts?
I'd never thought about that. I really like it.
It's a subtle change that we could make this week.
Did you do the kickoffs?
Oh, I was a bit of a pop gun kicker.
How much of an adjustment would it be to try and land it just before that?
Yeah, big time.
Tough? Yeah.
It's like a golfer.
Could they be accidentally landing it at, say, the 20-metre line, trying to aim in that 5 metre gap, say?
The pop gun kicker would suit me perfectly, but it's like a person who normally hits a 5-iron 170 metres. For them, now they've got to hit 90% of the thing.
But
the reason I want it to happen straight away, Missile, what I guarantee you this would happen if they did this, is the coach who got burnt by it, by their kicker going too long or whatever the case may be, they'll be in the press conference after losing the game, if that was the case, and they'll go, oh, yeah, you've changed the rules on us with 4 days' notice. And you know what? My thing as the NRL would be like, I don't give a rat's, because you know what? If we saved one knock, which may eventually be a CTE, who gives a rat's what happened in round nine of the National Rugby League in 2024? It's one change. It's a rule we already have. And it's a subtle change that makes an immediate impact. Thoughts?
I like it. I really like it. I haven't thought of that at all. Do you think more people would go than a proper short kickoff as well?
Of course, not, the incentive.
Yeah.
The gamble is 35 versus maybe 18 or 20 versus 35 versus 10. So the gamble stacks away. Open line 1300 01 1170. Tourist, or you want to take a quick break? We'll go to a quick call. Sorry, tourist? Okay, we're sort of halfway up the pitch here. Yes, no, wait there, run out. Okay, all those callers, we're coming to you straight after this. A run home with Joel, the Missile, Brasco Dom, Date Night Dom, the tourist, but most importantly, your good selves. Thanks for sharing a part of your day with us. We're back right after this. Missile, welcome back to the program. Heaps of texts, heaps of calls. We're coming to you right now. Paulie Conlon, who's the chairman of the New South Wales Rugby League, family friend, one of the smartest men I've known, took his wig off as he's one of the greatest magistrates in Australian history, and he's on board. So I vetted it before I shared it with our great listening audience. I said, Paulie, I got to vet something by you, and he's with me. So if it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. In the meantime, 5-iron is 185 metres, mate. From who?
Matt Rogers.
Matt the Rat Rogers. 185 with the 5-iron.
Rat, don't lie about your distances.
Yeah.
It's unbecoming.
Size doesn't always matter, mate. 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, or text 0457 736 736. Listen to Jimmy's show before. Identical text has come through, and it comes through from 1580. Said 102, and I spoke with Jimmy off air about this. 158, who wrote the same text to Jimmy, says 102 kickoffs taken last week, one concussion, boys, and you need to change the kickoff. Well, one concussion, which may lead to one CTE, which leads to one family affected in the course of the life. That's too many. 158. That's what, so we can start this right now. 1300 01 1170. The floor is yours. Let's go to Newcastle Tourist. Dave's there. Hey, Dave.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, Davey.
Good. I just thought I'd give you guys a bit of a feedback. I really enjoy the drive home with you guys because it makes my day a little bit better because after working all day in the sun, and it's good to hear you guys talk footy and all that. It's been really good.
Oh, thanks, Davey.
Yeah, so, and also just another topic about my Parramatta Eels. I'm thinking Brad Arthur, it could be his last season with Parramatta. I think it's time Parramatta needs to rebuild, because I've seen this happen before with Brian Smith. A coach's been there too long and players are getting in that comfort zone and they know what's going on. I feel like the Eels need a change, because if they don't, we're going to fall more behind and teams are going to be ahead of us. So I'd like to know your point, your views on that. So, Joel and James.
Yeah, Davey, I'll answer it this way. Miss, I'll have his answer. My answer would be, I agree with what you're saying. And I used the term earlier, familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah.
Michael Maguire, great case study. He wins the premiership for South Sydney Rabbitohs, breaks a major drought. He is the hot pot, the hot icon, right?
Yep.
It doesn't work out over time. But then he goes, new scenery, goes to New Zealand, beats Australia 30-0. And now it appears he's doing everything right for the New South Wales Blues. So that's my answer, Missile.
And
change
the good
help.
The good thing for Parramatta is Dave mentioned rebuild. They don't need a full rebuild because they have the stars. You got Moses, you got Gutherson, you got Lomax coming, you got Kemble Gillard, you got Junior Polo. It doesn't need to be a rebuild. Just a little tinkering of maybe a few squad members, but also a few tactics, a few interchanged tactics. And that squad is good enough to challenge for the top eight every year.
Peter from Asheville. G'day, Pete.
Yes, good afternoon, fellas. Just to change the subject a bit, I've got a couple of quick mickeys.
Oh, yeah.
I just went to see the Fall Guy. And, of course, it's got Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. But the biggest star is Sydney. And, I mean, I love my city. And it's never looked as good. as it does in this movie. The movie's really good, lots of action, lots of laughs, but Sydney just looks absolutely fantastic.
I know another
quick one.
I know the movie. It's a sports entertainment network, so you're putting the E in the entertainment, Pete. I know the movie you're talking about.
And another quick one. I forgot her name now. Liz Cherry did the national anthems on Saturday night. I've never heard them done as good as she did on Saturday night in that Cowboys game.
Perfect.
Absolutely brought tears to your eye. Absolutely fantastic stuff.
Good on you, Pete. And that, you know what? A lot of pressure to do that sort of thing as well, so we appreciate Pete. Let's march on. James from Glenbrook. G'day, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Jimbo. What's happening?
You got me? Just a quick one on the kickoffs. Just a different angle where less is more, I think.
Yep.
As far as the junior league, they enforce the two passes. Dummy half's got to pass to a receiver and then to a second player who can then run. It could be a very, very small change. We're on the kickoff, it's always a half or someone catching a ball. It's one pass to a forward who does the hit up. Make it a two-pass rule.
Yeah, don't mind that. Corey Parker, SEN, he likes the idea of getting it to two Petro Seven receivers as well. Good on you, James. 1300 01 1170. Dane from Yowie Bay. G'day, Danger.
Hello, how are you? How are you going, Joel? How are you going, Missile?
What's happening, Dashing?
Look, mate, I've had to have time to reflect because, as you know, I bleed the red and green. And since Thursdays, I've been thinking, how can I get the message across? Because myself, like many, many South Sydney fans, were perplexed as to why things aren't changing at the club. Now, I never like to blame coaches, etc., but I am utterly perplexed at the selections. How do we go from 12 months ago being at the top of the table, we sacked Sam Burgess, we sacked Johnny Morris, and then suddenly, 12 months later, with the roster that any other club would die for, and we're coming last. Now, Rusty needs to pull his finger out. He needs to get back from over in Hollywood land, get back over to Redfern if he wants to be a Redfern boy and wants to be a man of the people, and make some hard choices. This is a hard game played by hard men that needs hard decisions. And the decision that needs to be made is the coach has had his chance. He hasn't performed. It's a tough business. See you later. I don't understand, Joel, how we persist with having someone like a Jacob Host playing on an edge, and you've got Colin Matangi there.
Danger, I tell you, I'm never in favour of the sack coaching thing for a few reasons. That these guys are given their heart and soul, and the impact that, like, his kids, his family, they go to hell and back with social media these days. So I personally, I'd like him just to be given a chance there. But in saying that, when Latrell Mitchell comes back, like, his job is on the precipice, right? If the halves aren't Cody Walker, Jack Whiten, and Latrell Mitchell in the centres, it just has to be that. It has to be that. You look at Nicho Hynes running around. I hate this left and right stuff that they all do, right?
Mm.
You see Nicho Hynes, he's going short sides, both sides. I'd be saying, Cody, he's the incumbent State of Origin man of the match.
Yep.
Cody, you're doing the Nicho Hynes job, right? Mm. Jack, you're being Jack, the Jack White. We know that very few players have won a Clive Churchill medal and a Dally M wearing that jumper, yep, and you're not wearing it. Jason Demetrio has got to put Cody Walker and Jack White in the halves, and Latrell is not, and particularly after a break, he's not a fullback. He's just, Jimmy said earlier today, and we had a chat with Jimmy off air. He said he is the most, what was the word he used? Has the biggest influence. It wasn't that word, but it was something like that.
Mm.
I said, Jim, he has the most influence in attack.
Yeah.
Not on the game.
True.
In attack, he does.
Yeah.
But defensively, he doesn't have an influence in getting your yards off your own line. He doesn't have an influence in saving tries. But with the ball on the other side of the 50, yes, he does. He scored a try against the Broncos, which you're allowed to do from centre to come in lurking. Remember Tom Trbojevic in that State of Origin?
So you want roaming centre Latrell?
Roaming centre Latrell.
Yeah.
He's not giving you the carries in the backfield. So Jason Demetrio, if he wants to pinch this from the fire, he just has to roll the dice. Give Cody the team. You can't tell me Cody empowered by saying, mate, however our relationship's been, I don't know if it's been good, bad or indifferent, you have the team.
Well, this is the same players, is it not, who are getting special treatment, so should be playing for the coach. If they're the ones that he's backed and said, you can have your time off, you can do this, you can train less, we'll mollycoddle you a little bit. if they're the players he's looking after, then it basically is down to them to save his job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's who he backed. He backed them over Burgess. He backed them over John Morris. He's been pro player, and it's kind of come back to bite him in the arse. So it's those players that really need to save him.
But I'm not anti-Dean Hawkins. I'm not anti-Ilias. But you can't tell me Cody Walker and Jack Whiten, who, by the way, Cody Walker would have also been a Clive Churchill medalist if not for an intercept from Crichton. 1300 01 1170. James from Hornsby. G'day, James.
G'day, guys. I was just got in the car and I heard that poor specimen of the South reporter complaining and carrying on. You know, I don't care less. I think it's funny they're on the bottom. But if you want to complain, go
Dane, it is. Dane, get the names right, James. Yeah, important names.
Okay, right, Dane, yeah. All right, but the thing is, oh, sack the coach, he's doing the wrong job. How about you go and get the statistics? I mean, most teams have 90% of the players year after year, from one year to the next. There might be a couple of changes. Get the statistics of those players from last year, this time last year, and compare them to what they've been doing this time, the same period, this year, and compare the seasons. Mm. Then you'll see, well, that player isn't playing as good as he did last year. So why are you blame the coach?
Nah,
and the players, the coach aren't going out there.
I tell you what, James, they don't draw pictures on the draw, but it's a horror show. If you go through what they've played so far, South, admittedly, the performance has been equally a horror show, but appreciate your concerns. But I tell you what we've done purposely. This man has been sitting back. He's been sitting back, pontificating. He's been listening to all of this, absorbing it all in. And to take us to the next break, there's only one man who could give us the last say. Gazza from Newtown. Hello, Gary.
Thank you for that, Charles, but please don't give me a rap. I always get nervous.
Yeah, you and Brasco Dom need a day out together, Gaz.
Who's that, mate?
You and Date, not Dom. Anyway, six to go, play on, Gaz. Sorry, mate.
Righto, no, that's... six, righto, let me say a couple of things. One, I want to speak about Melbourne, how they tackle. But before that, I want to speak about the kickoff. See, the game is, I believe the game is, how do we get their oxygen and keep ours? Keep the opposition in their half means they can't score, means they can't win it. We can only lose it by knocking on in our half. So the kickoff, I agree what you're saying in principle, Joel, but it will never be a short kickoff. It might be a kickoff between the try line and the 10-metre line on your principle. I like it. Or the seven tackles in gold. That's fine. But it'll never be a short kickoff because we've got to keep them in their half. You can't keep them in their half on tackle one on the 40-metre line. That's the problem, the downside I see in your system. But I think everyone will nail the kick anyway from halfway to try line, 10-metre line. Or make the first tackle a low tackle, side on, shoulder, around the legs, dominant tackle. Dominant tackle. Let's all be set. Start again. Whatever it is, I believe there's change. I like your idea, Joel, but it'll never be a short kickoff unless we need the ball back to get back in the game.
Okay, good on you, Gaz. Oh, sorry, six to go. Set, restart, go.
I want to speak about Melbourne. They're the most improved side I see in the competition compared to last year. Everyone must have worked on their passing game, and it's such an important thing to know your pass today. But I've noticed how they tackle, and it's a beauty. I like it. I want every club to do it. What they do is three in the tackle, and one will tackle the ball. And what happens there is the other two pull off, get back onside, and then the bloke who's tackled the ball, let's go. It's a semi-play the ball, and they're ready to pounce up again and to hammer you. Very, very good. I want every club to do it. Watch it closely. It works 8 out of 10 times. The other 2 times, they can't tackle the ball. The only reason. And everyone does it for Melbourne.
You're all over it, Gaz. You're all over it. Good on you, mate. 1300 01 1170. We do need to mop up these texts because it is absolutely missile flying through. So you're enjoying the show, hopefully, as we're enjoying having your part of the show. 1300 01 1170, The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Welcome back to The Run Home with Joel and the Missile today on your Monday. Now, what's happened, Missile? The board has absolutely imploded, right? So talking about the short kickoffs, we're not going to dedicate 3 hours of the show to that, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We will screenshot your replies and send them to the National Rugby League, right, along with our discussion. And from there, It's up to them what they want to do. 1300 011 70. Time to do this, tourist.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
Okay, Missiles Mad Multi last week. Just to recap, if you're just joining the program for the first time this afternoon, you put five in the bet slip missile, and you got four. You're that close.
That close, Joel. I've gone five again this week.
Tell us what they are. If you want to know what they are, Sportsbet,
Okay.
Go to the feed.
Yep. Five legs again this week. Just under $4. It's my best of the week. Again, pretty bullish.
Yeah.
Pretty bullish. I think there's some very pickable games. Shout out Warriors. Don't screw me
again. Can you show me the list? And I'll try and tell the listeners in the feed, thanks to Sportsbet. You can follow James the Missile Magnuson on there as well. Maybe go and check my last five resulted if you want to do that. But what am I concerned about here? Ooh, number three, I think, is a bit of a concern.
I knew you'd think that.
Did you think that?
I knew you'd think that.
Number three is a bit of a concern, Missile. 1300 011 70 is a way to have your say. It is a run home with Joel and the Missile. And thank you, tourist.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Back to the run home with Joel on the Missile. Sparman's on the text line. He says, Missile, I agree with leg three on your feed.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks to Sports, but he said, I even went them at the line, at the minus.
Oof. Confidence.
What are you really gambling with, Sparman? 1300 011 70 is the way to have your say. Now, heaps of text coming through, and we can't ignore this. But relating to Paul Kent, if you don't know what we're talking about, you might not have a phone because it's doing the rounds. But what are your thoughts before I share mine, Missile?
Okay. During my career as an athlete, I got goaded and heckled a lot when I was out.
Yep.
And part of being in the public eye, part of having an opinion on things, part of sharing your opinions on things is that you're going to get blowback. There's going to be people that like you. There's going to be people that don't like you. And as a result, there's going to be people that heckle you in public. And as athletes, we deal with that every day of our lives, particularly when you're on the piss. As soon as alcohol is involved, people get lippy, whether they want to just give you a bit of a rile up or they want a physical altercation.
Yep.
Happens all the time.
Do you believe that's what's happened to you?
Potentially.
Yeah.
We have no context of the situation.
That's right.
The context we get, the video we get, Paul Kent is the aggressor. He knowingly takes his watch off and comes back and looks for the fight.
Yeah.
The fact that the other guy's the only one that's been charged thus far, I think that will probably change shortly because he certainly, as far as the physical altercation part of it, wasn't the aggressor. When your job is to comment on athletes who succumb to that goading, succumb to that heckling, even sometimes just wrestle each other, a la Latrell Mitchell and Jack Whiten, when you sit in a panel night after night and crucify those players for their actions, you then have to cop the blowback when the hen comes home to roost.
I get that part of it. My thing is this. I don't know Kenty well, right? I'm not a mate of Kenty's as such. But I've got four kids, and that situation you're talking about being provoked, all four would react differently, and they're all going to switch at different times, right? So I can understand that part. But I've got a human element to me, and there's a pile on going on at the moment. And just for me, I actually worry about him or whoever the person was. Imagine you wake up, you got a hangover, you're seeing this go everywhere.
The horrors.
You know, whether it's him, the next person, we're bloody human. People make mistakes, and for what it's worth, I just hope the bloke's all right.
I just ask you one question.
I'll just
would Kenty give you that same respect?
No, you may not. But that's not. I don't need to hear that.
True.
But anyway, that's just my two bobs.